We just started Perek Yezel Mekoimon. The Gemara had 16 combinations of Shailas. The Gemara has a cloud that Ein Lemeidim Lamed Ben Alamed Bekotchim. If Din B is learned out from A and Din C is learned out from B, so in Kola Terakula we allow that. You can keep on going. And in Kotchim, there is sometimes a restriction and sometimes not. So the Gemara had 16 possibilities. If B is learned out from A with a Hekesh, and C is learned out from B with a Gzereshova, or B is learned out from A with a Gzereshova, and B is C is learned out from B with a Hekesh, this way, that way, the other way, so there's 16 logical possibilities. The Gemara has some of them, we're not sure. So the Shad is all of these Klolim that the Gemara develops over here. This is all Halacha Moshe Mesinai. We assume the Midrash alternate Reshes Pem and abstract or Halacha Moshe Mesinai. So that's what he raised the question. So that's what the Kerenora writes, Alpi Pashtus. Everything that the Gemara comes to a conclusion here, we assume all of these were Nimsa the Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the way to Darshan. But as you go through the Sugya, you get the impression that some of them, the Gemara was darshaning from Pesukim. The Gemara was establishing from Pesukim that this is the Klal. Some of them, the Gemara just, Amoraim, just proving from Brises or from Mishnayis, whether the Tanoim were assuming this is legitimate Yafusana. And others, the Gemara seems to be learning out from Pesukim that this is it. I don't know, so that is a problem. I don't know the answer. So we had on...
Rabbi, is it possible to say that if they're working with a system of rules that they have off Moshe Sinai and they plug them into the Pesukim, they have to figure out how it's going to work, and they say, if we use all our drushes, or we understood them, together with all the Pesukim, they're going to come up with something that doesn't make a lot of sense. How come the Torah needs to bear Hashem to Chattas and to Ozo? According to our system of drushes off Moshe Sinai, it doesn't fit with the Pesukim. Unless we were to re-understand what we have in our traditions from the rules, it must be in London or something like that. The system's got to work with the nuts and bolts with the Pesukim.
See, I don't know, here on Nun Amud Beis, the Gemara had, we have an expression in common usage, Kal v'chomer ben menashe kal v'chomer. So we use that to mean, that's a very strong Kal v'chomer. The Gemara says, the Gemara has that expression that it's not acceptable. Kal v'chomer ben menashe kal v'chomer is not acceptable. Why? Because the Gemara is trying to establish what is the klal. So the Gemara says, if the first klal was established based on a Kal v'chomer, that this is certainly good. If you first have a Hekesh and you have a Gzeres Shavah, that's acceptable. So it's a Kal v'chomer. If you have a different thing, it's acceptable. So then you're going to learn from that a Kal v'chomer on a Kal v'chomer is acceptable. So the Gemara says, but that's exactly what we're trying to be done, where the Kal v'chomer on top of a Kal v'chomer is good. If C is learned out from B based on Kal v'chomer, B is learned out from A Kal v'chomer, the Gemara had a deal, and is that acceptable or not? So the Gemara said, well, you should learn a Kal v'chomer from a certain Kal. Gemara says, no, that's a Kal v'chomer ben menashe Kal v'chomer. That's exactly what we're not sure. What do you mean you're not sure? You're trying to figure out what the rule is. You're not darshaning. What was told to Moshe Rabbeinu? So if you figure out based on a Kal v'chomer, why isn't it good? So if the Gemara would appear, we're establishing the rules. We're establishing the rules now. That Gemara that we learned yesterday sounds like we're establishing. The Gemara by Ravina and Rava also seems to be establishing the rules. I don't know. So that's the Pashtus is like the Kevin Ori right, that all of these rules are Halacha Moshe Mesina. That's all the Pashtus like that. Here we have the Gemara. So the Gemara had 16 possibilities, sure, and half of them were Tekus. They weren't sure. So one of the Shailas the Gemara has was, what if something is learned out based on a Dovah Halomeid, here about seven lines from the top of Nun Aleph Manal. So the Gemara had four Shailas, B'Nishim Achas. Dovah Halomeid B'Binyan Av. I learned that B from A based on the B'Binyan Av. Ma'amatzinu. Ma'ishu Lamed to see B'Hekish G'Zereshav B'Kavcham B'Binyan Av. All four Shailas V'Masachas. Gemara says, P'shod Me'Hochor. We can be pushed from the following Brisa, one of the four Shailas, that the B'Binyan Av, from a B'Binyan Av is acceptable. So Tosfos writes, and that there's a Tosfos Diba Mascha Mamatzinu. Starts on Nunam and base and continues on Nun Aleph and Aleph. So Tosfos writes on the third line in the Tosfos on top, Dovalam bin Yanav, Chosim Alam bin Yanav, Kimaskona Bishmaita, as the Gemara came to the conclusion that it's acceptable. The Pashup Shat is, when you read this Gemara that we're up to now, The Gemara did not come to that conclusion. That's what both the Sfasemis and the Keren Oro wonder on Tosis. Why did Tosis say the Maskana was that binyanav is good? The Pashtus is that it's not good. So let's see the Toshma. Let's see the Raya. The Gemara said, Pshot meho, you can be poshut from the following Braisa Chada, one of the Din. So what's one of the Din? So yesterday we started with a little background. The Din is that Chulim Ba'azora is a Machloikis HaTanayim and a Machloikis HaMarayim, Rabbi Yechon HaVish Lokish, had a Paskin, whether it's an Issa Derais and Issa Derabban. And even though Tosfos writes in one place that Chulim Ba'azora is only Machloikis, if you're allowed to Shecht Chulim Ba'azora, or if you're allowed to eat the meat that you Shecht in the Azor, is it also to Shecht in, is it also to meet it, to eat it, but to burn Chulim on the Mizbech, that for sure is also. So Tosfos, that's how Tosfos writes, should be so. But there's a Beferish, Tais themselves say, but there's a Beferish Gemara Nazar that says not so. That if you hold like Rish Lokesh, Chulam Azar, Lab Derais, you can burn Chulin on the Mizbeach, Minatar. There's no way I can take a salami sandwich, Chulin, and put it on the Mizbeach, as long as it's Torah. As long as it's Torah. So that's a Gemara. But nonetheless, we have Mishnayis that are assuming that there is an Issa Deraisa to be mocked here on the Mizbeach, Pasala Karbonis. To burn chulin on the mizbeach, a chulin dikta salami sandwich, that's not an isa deraisa. If you hold chulin mazor lab deraisa, that's not an isa deraisa. But the burn korbanos that I was said korbanos that a pasul, you're not yotze. So it's like chulin. So if you burn on the mizbeach, what's the avera? No, that's the gemara. You know, it's an avera to be zorik dam that's pasul on the mizbeach, and it's avera to put something a pasul a korban on the mizbeach. And it's an avera, even if you put it, you have to take it off. Unless there's a din, hamizbeach mikadosh, that's the name of the perek later. Perek hamizbeach mikadosh. Here, the ninth perek. What's hamizbeach mikadosh? The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. Zos toraso oilo, toira achas l'chol ha'oilos. If something is possible to put on the mizbeach, but yeah, but once you put it, so you leave it. It's called, it's nasa lachma shalishim, that's the loshan ha'mishnah. It's considered lach, the mishnah is pegim lamed aleph. It becomes ishim is the fire on the mizbech because it becomes lachmash on mizbech, the food on the mizbech. Lechem is food in this context. Lachmash al ishim, it becomes the lechem, the food of the ish. It's a machlekes hatanaim, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah there. When exactly does this apply? Zos taras ha'oilo, terachas l'chol ha'oilo, is even a pasal ha'oilo. So Rabbi Yeshua holds it's only kol haroi le'ishim. If you have dam, that's pasul, or you have nisach hayayin, that's pasul, the yayin is tummy, or the dam is tummy, and you poured it on the mizbeach, so you have to take it off even with the abed. This din, the mizbeach is mekadosh, even the psulim, is only if you put something that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. So that's how Rabbi Yeshua words it, kol haroi le'ishin, imolo le'yeridu. And Rabbi Gamliel words it differently, kol haroi la'mizbeach, imolo le'yeridu. And then the Mishnah says, what's the difference between Rabbi Yeshua's shita and Rabbi Gamliel Shita, that's further out down in the Mishnah, four lines from the bottom of the Omad, Pegim Lamed Aleph, says this, Ein Medivir Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua, Ela Hadam HaNesochim, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Lo Yerdu, B'Rievet, whatever is right on his Mizbech, even Dam and even Nesochim, Rabbi Yeshua Omer Yerdu, Rabbi Yeshua says, the only thing is Lach Mishal Ishim. So that's, how do you word it? Is it Lach Mishal Mizbech or Lach Mishal Ishim? Fine. So then the Gemara quotes, not the dam, only the chalev that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. But the yayin and the dam, which are not food for the fire, it's not consumed by the fire, so then there's no din of hamizbeach mekadosh as a psulim.
Rabbi said previously, a few years ago, that like with wine on the mizbeach, you just sprinkle drop by drop, because otherwise you have a problem with extinguishing the flame.
Yeah, that's a special thing Gemara talks about. That's usually have him in chasim and iskem of a korban. So you makro the korban, you zerik the dam, and then in conjunction with the dam, and you burn the chalev, then in conjunction with that, you pour wine down the pipes on the mizbeach. So the main korban is what you burn on the fire. Here the person is misnarev yayin. He donates a bottle of wine, so what are they going to do with it? So the Gemara says, the Gemara has a machlekes hatanaim. So the Gemara says, according to one tana, you have to sprinkle the wine on top of the fire, because every korban has to have something that's burnt on the mizbeach. Let's say you brought a korban chatos, and you zark the dam on the mizbeach, and then you're supposed to burn the chalev, and all the chalev becomes nitma or ovad. So, but the evidence, not miyake, but if it's still there, you're supposed to burn the chalev al gavi hamizbeach. Let's say you brought a korban oily, it was zorek the dam, supposed to burn everything. Kulako is supposed to burn everything on the mizbeach. B'riyevit, if everything becomes nitma or ovan, it gets lost. So you yotze b'riyevit because you did the zrikas adam hechsha. But every korban in principle is supposed to have something to burn. The smoke is supposed to go up to the sky. And we visualize this as if it's an airmail delivery, as if the Rabban Shalom is in the sky. Rabban Shalom is in the heaven, he's not in the sky. It's two different things. In Hebrew, the word shamayim in Tanakh sometimes means the sky, sometimes means the heaven. So we visualize it as if when you burn it on the Mizbech and the smoke goes up, as if the gift is sent up to the Rabban Shalom. You have to always have something burnt on the Mizbech. So if a person donates a bottle of wine, not in conjunction, it's not been chasim, this came of a carbon. This is the whole carbon is yain. So what do you do? So one opinion in the Gemara is you have to besprinkle it on the fire. So then the Gemara says, we learned that in Ksubas this year. We learned that in Ksubas this year. But Toi said, So the Gemara says in Zvachim, there was Machlegs of Yudhi Reb Shimon, what's the din of Dovashayna Miskavit? A person does a Pula Hamateris, which he knows in advance may or may not cause an Aveir. So Toi said shows, this machlekes of Yudhi Reb Shimon is not only a machlekes in Hilchos Shabbos, machlekes in Shatnas, machlekes in Kibbuy Yesh al Gabi Mizbeach, machlekes in Kol HaTerkula, Dovashayna Miskavit. So if you can hold, according to Reb Yudhi, we pass like Reb Shimon, Dovashayna Miskavit is Mutta. So you're allowed to sprinkle the dam on the fire because you're not interested in extinguishing the flame. You're not allowed to extinguish the flame. So he's going to try to do it in such a way he won't extinguish the flame. Do it in Tipen Dakin. But according to Buda, that Dov Shenim is Kabin is also, you're not allowed to do a Dov Hamuter if you know in advance that it may or may not lead to do an and may or may not to become, may or may not turn into an Aver. He may cause Kibo Yesh Al Gami Hamizbech. So according to Buda, that's not an Eitzah. You can't be Mizalfa Al Gabi Ha'ishim. You can't sprinkle a Tipin Dakin on top of the coals on the Mizbech because they may take extinguish. So according to Rebbe, you have no choice. We learn from a pasuk there is such a thing, Misnadevodam Yayin. There is a pasuk in the Chumash, you can donate the whole carbon consists of a bottle of wine. So according to Rebbe, you have to say, you pour it down the Shisen. Just like you do when the Yayin comes in conjunction with the carbon, you pour it down the pipes. So even if you're Misnadev a bottle of wine, you do the same thing. Yep.
So how would you take it off if you're being the regular?
You mean a mitzias, how are you going to get it off? I don't know. I don't know. Let's say you put the bottle of wine on the mizbech, but you didn't start to pour it yet. So you say, ha-mizbech mekadesh. It's sitting on the mizbech. The mizbech is mekadesh. You have to take it off. Or the dam, you have to wipe the dam off of the mizbech. So the Mishnah says, no, we learn from the pasuk, zos taras ho'oilo, toirachas l'chol ho'oilas. But then the Gemara says that there are three miyutim. It says zos, toiras is a riboy. Toiras means call, all the oilers have the same din. Oil psul, oil ksheb, it's all the same thing. Even an oil psul, once you put it on a mizbeach ben kadosh, a psulim, imolo lo yerdu. But then you have three miutim. That's what Rabbi Yudah says. You have zos. Zos teras oilo, hi oilo, ala mizbeach, ala mizbeach, ha'esh mizbeach tukarbo. So zos is a miut, he is a miut, and ho oilo, only this. So there are three miutim. So the three miutim on my that's the Gemara pe gimel on base. And Rashi and Ardaf, on Nun Aleph Amnal, quote said Gemara, there are gimel miutim. So the miyutim amamayit, that sometimes this din does not apply, and sometimes the din does apply. You have the ribui of Torahs, a universal din. Once you put the psuli hakabonis on the mizbech, you leave them, you don't have to take it off. Then you have the three miyutim, sometimes you have to take it off. So the Gemara says, it's going to be a balancing act over here. So we're going to say, if it's a real, real psul, a very big psul, then you have to take it off. And if it's a psul that's not so big, then b'di'evit, if a molu lo yerdu, what's a big psul, what's not a big psul? So the Gemara says, if, what's the loshen Gemara there? Psula b'kodesh. When, let's say somebody was magdish a balmum. So the whole hakdosh never got off the ground. It's not psula b'kodesh. So which is a psul that's not so big? So that's what the Gemara quotes a brisa over here. Anun aleph and an aleph. Mipnei ma omru lon badam kosher. You're supposed to do the zrikas adam bayom. How do you know you have to do zrikas adam bayom? That's the pasuk in Parshas Shmini, I think. Parshas Shmini, I think. V'yom tzavos alahakrivis korbenehem. Wait, that's a Gemara later. Nun vov and an aleph. That's a famous Gemara. Here, take a look. This stuff you should know. Even people that don't know Zvachim, this Gemara, everybody knows. They know from the Shagzari. Everybody knows it from the Shagzari. The last five lines. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi. When you learn brachas, you learn this Gemara. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi. Minayin adam shenifsal b'shkiyas hachama. I shech the korban at 8 o'clock at night, and then the sun sets at 8:30. So the dam becomes nifsal. How do you know? The yom hakriva zivcha yeachel. So you learn that from a pasuk that the dam becomes pasul at shkia. So Tosis has the famous kasha. Why do you need a pasuk to tell me that the dam is nifsal b'shkia sachama? We have a pasuk b'yom tzavosa. You see the fifth line in Tosis where it says shom zayin. That's in Bayikra chapter zayin. That the pasuk says, "Ma'ikra b'yom tzavosa lahakriv is karbanayim." That all avodas adam have to be done by yom. Haktoras emurim and nisach hayayin can be done by laila. The Gemara says, "Benchas when this came, afilu by laila, afilu arasar yomim." If I bring a korban today, even I bring a korban tamid or korban musaf, that's manu kavu, has to be brought today. But the benchas when this came can be done next week. That's a shayla that the Gemara has. There was a shir shal yom. On Sunday there was one Shir Shal Yom. Monday there's another Shir Shal Yom. What if they brought the Talmud Shal Shachar? Today's Tuesday. They brought the Tuesday's Talmud Shal Shachar. They didn't have any wine. So they can do Mikarnaval. So they can bring the Nisach Hayayin next week on Sunday. So did they say? And they always said the Shir Shal Yom. The Levim sang the Shir Shal Yom. Eidam Yishira El Al Hayayin. When the Kohanim are pouring the wine down the pipes, that's when the Levim sing the Shir Shal Yom. So the Maisa, they're going to be singing on Sunday, but this is the Nisach Hayayin that belongs to Tuesday. So did they say Tuesday Shir Shal Yom or Sunday Shir Shal Yom? So it's a discussion in the first paragraph in Erechim. Which Shir Shal Yom do you say? But Akal Panim, that's the Gemara says the Avodas Adam. The Yom Tzavosa Lahakrabas Karbanayim, all Hakrabas Hakrabanas has to be done by Yom. It's not true. The Nisach Hayayin and the Haktoras Emrim can be done by Lailas. And the answer is, the Dalet Avodas Adam, that of the Yikuva, have to be done by Yom. That's what we once discussed in Shulchan Aruch, there's all machlokes, whether you're allowed to duchen by Laila. The Mishnah in the fourth parak in Tainus says that you duchen by Chazoras Hashatz, by Shachris, and by Musaf, and by Ne'ilah. Machlokes Hatana, by Ne'ilah, by Mincha. So the Gemara says, but you don't duchen by Ma'ariv. Why not? How come you don't duchen by Ma'ariv? So Poshib Shabt, because there's no Chazoras HaShatz by Ma'ariv. You only duchen at the conclusion of Chazoras HaShatz. That's why. And a lot of Rishonim say, no, you don't duchen by Laila because it's an Avodah. Duchening is like an Avodah. Because the Pasuk says, L'shorso L'varach B'shmoy. The Pasuk says by Egla Rufa, at the end of Parsha Shoftim, it says, if you find a murdered body, the Jewish body murdered, and you don't know the Mihiko, so you have to measure, Bez Nagodol has to send representatives, you have to measure to the city, Svivis HaCholo, and then the city that's closest, we assume the murderer must have come from that city, so they have to bring an Egla Rufa to get a Kapor. So the Zikte Bezna have to pay for, have to bring the Egla Rufa, and it says, V'nikshu HaKohanim, and the Kohanim should ask for a Kapora, Kapol Am Chesol Shepadis Hashem. So it says, who are the Kohanim? V'nikshu HaKohanim, what's special about them? Kibom Baruch Hashem L'shorso L'baruch B'shmo. They were chosen to do L'shorso, to do Hakrovas HaKarbonis, or L'baruch B'shmo, and to Duchen. So the Gemara says that there's a hekesh between Duchening and Avodas HaKarbonis. So the Gemara says, B'negei to Amida. The Gemara Saita says, how do you know Kohanim have to stand when they Duchen? Because it says L'shorso L'baruch B'shmo. And I know from another pasuk that Shevis has to be Ba'amida. There's another, that no one's allowed to sit in the Azara. Even if you're not Makar Bani Kabbalah, no one's allowed to sit in the Azara. That's the question, whether that's an Issa Deraisa. Is that it? Where's the pasuk? There's no pasuk. So that's Rashi in one place writes, that's Halacha L'Moshe Messina. Ein Yeshiva Bazara Ela L'Malchit Beis David Belvad. Another place Rashi writes that that's an Issa Derabbanan. But even if it's an Issa Deraisa, you can't say the Korbanus Apostle because the Kohen was sitting when he was Makrib the Korbanus. The Mishnah says here, the beginning of the second period, if the Avoida was done by Yeshiva, Kol HaZvachim Shekiblo Domon Yoshev, so it's Apostle. If the Kohen was sitting, the Korban is Apostle. So you can't say it's Apostle because he violated the din of Ein Yeshiva Bazar. Ein Yeshiva Bazar could be it's only a din the Rabbanon according to one Rashi. Even according to the other Rashi, it's halacha mashim sinah. It's an isis. He did an isis, so what? So it passes the carbon. No. Yeshiva is possible based on a different pasuk. The pasuk says, Lamed Lusharis. So the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch only shows the Kohanim Lamed Lusharis if they stand. They can do the avod. If the sinning is no good. So the Gemara in Saita makes a hekesh. It says, the Kohanim had chosen Lusharis of the Baruch Lishma to do HaKrobos HaKarbonis and the Duchen, just like HaKrobos HaKarbonis has to be Bamida Leikuva, because the other pasuk says Lamed Lusharis, so too Duchening has to be Bamida. So that's what a lot of Rishayim said. You can't duchen balayla, even if there would be, let's say, Ne'ila. Ne'ila, a lot of times the chazan gets to the end of Ne'ila, it gets to Ritzay in the time to duchen in the middle of the night, after Laila already. So that's the Shaladi duchen. So the Beis Yosef writes, he quotes from the Maharil, in Frankfurt they would duchen in the middle of the night, and all the other keilas held that you're not allowed to. So it's a pella, how can they duchen Ne'ila? How can they duchen balayla? What happened to the Hekish to Avoida? There's no Avoida Balailo. So that's what the Shagasariya, the last piece that he has on Masechas Tainus, on this Kasha, and the Gvura Sari. It's the manuscript ends in the middle of the paragraph, but this is obviously what he's trying to say. And the Maharil says it beferish. Who says that duchening is compared to the Dalar Avoidas Adam, they have to be Bayom? There are Avoidas that are done Balailo. Nisach Hayayin is done Balailo. Haktor Seymurim is done Balailo. Who says the shors of the Baruch Bishmoy is a hekish to sheiris of Avodas Adam? By Menachas, there are dalar Avodas by Mincha that are parallel to the dalar Avodas Adam. So just like Yom Tzavos and Lahakrav is Korban Eimin by Yikrin chapter Zion goes on the dalar Avodas Adam, so it goes on the dalar Avodas and the Mincha that are parallel to the dalar Avodas Adam. That's a long Tosefta with Tosefta and a long Rashi in the beginning of the second Perek in Saita, where the Tosefta spells out how the Dalar Avodas of a Mincha are parallel to the Dalar Avodas Adam. So those have to be Bayom, but other Avodas can be done by Laila. So that was why the meaning was in Frankfurt, that they were Duchen by Laila. The Mishnah says, no Duchening by Mayim, because no Chazar HaShatz. But if you would have Chazar HaShatz, namely by Ne'ila, in the middle of the night, then you could Duchen. And did they Duchen? Okay. So not like Frankfurt. Okay. Not everybody follows me in Frankfurt. Some people do and most people don't. So Tosin has this famous kasha, Nun Vav Amen Aleph. Tosin has the kasha. What did the Gemara mean? Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi discovers America based on a new pasuk that Dam Nifsal B'Shkiyah Sacham. Tosin says, of course the Dam is Nifsal. Forget about what he need a new pasuk. The other pasuk, B'Yom Tzavos Salah HaKruz Kabinayim. Could be, okay. Could be also. Just like by Mincha, there's a Hashash Shikras. Could be by Marav also like that. Good. So Taisus has its famous Kasha. What do you need a new Pasuk, that Dam Nisal B'Shkiyah Sachama? You can't be Zerk the Dam B'Laila, and right away at Shkiyah is Bein HaShmasha, so it's Sofik Laila. So the Dam, you can't be Zerk the Dam B'Laila. That's B'Yom Tzavah, so that's the Avodas Adam. And then, you want to be Zerk the Dam tomorrow morning by Yom, it's Nipsal Balina. So of course, Dam Nipsal B'Shkiyah. What do you need a new Pasuk, Dam Nipsal B'Shkiyah Sachama? When it's Shkiyah, it's already Bein HaShmash, it can't be Zerk. So the Rabbeinu Tam came up with his, he discovered America. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, there's a contradiction between the two Gemaras. That the Gemara in Masech HaShabbos in Baba Mablikin and says, Savik HaShecha, Savikein HaShecha, one of the Dinam of Bein HaShmash. So the Gemara says, how long is the Bein HaShmash? The Gemara says, Gimel Revei Mil. 3/4 of a mil. Let's say a mil is 22.5 minutes. So 3/4 of 22.5 minutes. What is it? 18 minutes. So that's the whole Bein HaShmash is 18 minutes. Then the Gemara says in Psochim, next to the ninth parak in Psochim, the Gemara says, when is Tzeisa Kochavim? 4 million after the Shkiah. 4 million after the Shkiah is Tzeisa Kochavim? But the Gemara says it's only Gimel Revi Mil. So Rabbeinu Tam says, no Kasha. From the Shkiah till 3.25 mil is Vadayom. It's pitch black outside. There are 1,000 stars you can see already. That's Vadayom. And then the next 18 minutes, the next Gimel Revi Mil, that's Bein HaShmashas. That's Rabbeinu Tam's Chiddush. So that's what... So I would have thought, B'yom Tzavos Alach, B'yom V'lo B'Laila, but the first 50 minutes or so, first 55 minutes, after the Shkiah is still Vadayom, so I would have thought, that is B'yom Tzavos, you can be Zarek the Dam, Dam is not nifsal. You can do this vika then. It's still badi amsa. That's why I need a new pasuk. Dam nifsal b'shkiyas acham. It's a new halacha. Even though it's still yom for another 55 minutes, he still can't be zarek the dam. That's the famous Rabbeinu Yoina in the beginning of Perek Tfilas HaShachar, on the first daf in Tfilas HaShachar, that the Mishnah says that Tfilas HaMincha is ad ha'erev. How late in the day can you daven mincha? So he says, after the shkia, you vadai cannot daven mincha. Even if it hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, that it's vadai yom for another 55 minutes, but this Zmani Tfila were instituted by the Chacham, corresponding to this Zmani HaKrabas HaKarbonis. So the Gemara says, and the Rabbeinu Yoina there quotes this Tosfos, Anun Vav Amnaf, this long Tosfos. So Rabbeinu Yoina hold like the Rabbeinu Tam. Most of the Rishonim hold like this Rabbeinu Tam, that the first 55 minutes after the Shkia is Vada Yom, and then the last 18 minutes after that, the last 18 minutes of the 72 minutes, that's the Bein Hashmashas. So he says, Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sachamitz, but Torah is Vada, you can't be Makrav, you can't be Zorik Dam then, so you can't daven Mincha then. It's not the Torah Sufik. That's what the Shagasayah Tain is against the Ramah. The Ramah says, you got to daven Mincha before the Shkia, and if you didn't, so you wouldn't be allowed to be makar karbanis bein hashmashes. That's a suffix that raisa luchumra. But davening is only the rabbanon. It's a suffix the rabbanon lekulas bein hashmashes is a suffix yom suffix laila. So suffix the rabbanon lekul. You can daven mincha during bein hashmash. But yevin, if you didn't daven before, you can daven then. So the shagasai says, what are you talking about? It's betoris vada. You can't daven mincha after the shkia bevada because dam nifsal the shkia sacham. That's his taina. Yeah. That's his time. So what's the din? Okay, so again, getting back again. I'm doing Aleph and Menachem. So what's the din? Lon. I don't think so. The others were misakin the tefillas, but then the Chachamim were misakin the Zmanei tefillah, Mechuvin corresponding, that's the Mishnayos and Brochas. They instituted the Zmanei tefillah corresponding to the Zman of HaKrobos HaKarbonos. So the Zman of Shachar is corresponds to the Zman that they actually were Makriv, the Talmud Shor Shachar. And the Musaf corresponds to the Zman that they actually were Makriv, the Musafim. They never brought it so late in the day after Zayin Shoes. But the Yevid, if you daven Musaf after, is good. But L'chatchili, you have to daven Musaf before Zayin Shoes. And Mincha is also corresponding to the Zman, HaKrovas, Talmud Shor Dein Albay. I don't think it's going to help if you say the Ovis Tikva. Yeah. See, the Gemara has like this. I brought a carbon, and I wasn't Zarek the Dam. You're not Zarek the Dam, so you're not Yotze the Korban. So it's no good. You have to do the Dalar Abedis Adam Leikuva. So let's say he has the Dam left over, he has a container, Klisharis, Shechts the Korban, he does Kabbalah's Adam, he holds the Klisharis in the right hand, and he does Kabbalah's Adam, and he sits on the floor. It sits on the floor till tomorrow morning. Then he's going to be Zarek the Dam. So the Dam is Nifsal Dalino. So if you Zarek the Dam tomorrow morning, you should wipe it off in the Mizbech, because it's Pasal Adam. So that's what the Gemara says. No, you don't wipe it off of the Mizbech. Why did the earlier Tanoim say Bedam, Lon Bedam Kosher? Why did they say like that? Because Lon Beemurim Kosher. Dam is Nifsal of the Shkia Sachama. So we're talking, he didn't Zerg the Dam before the Shkia, and then he leaves the Dam. So he can't be Zerg after the Shkia, he saves the Dam till tomorrow morning. You're not supposed to. It's possible already. And then he's Zarekit. So, but yeah, but you leave it. What's Lon be Emurim? What is Lon be Emurim? Emurim, even Emurim of Kachim Kalim, the Emurim of the Kachim Kalim have the din of Kachim Kadoshim. That's a Mishnah later in Perikol Atodir. Mishnah says if you have to do two mitzvahs, I can either do mitzvah A first and then mitzvah B second, or do mitzvah B first then mitzvah A. As far as I'm concerned, I'm ready to do either order. So what order should you do them in? So the Mishnah says there's a din deraisa, tada b'sheina tada tada koydim mekudish v'ena mekudish mekudish koydim. Whichever mitzvah is more important is called the mekudish. That's the beginning of perikol atod. That's daf peites, I think. Daf peites. Kol atod machaver koydim machaver. So the Mishnah says, what if you have two things to be makriv on the mizbech, kochi kodachim and kochim kalim? So Kachim Kadoshim is more important than Kachim Kam. It's more Mekudish than Kol Mekudish Machaber, Kadim Machaber. So then the Mishnah says, but the Emurim of Kachim Kalim have the status of Kachim Kadoshim. You shouldn't think the Emurim of Kachim Kalim are Kachim Kalim. No, the Emurim of Kachim Kalim are Kachim Kadoshim. It's a Mishnah in Me'ila also. The din of Me'ila, that if you moil the Hegdush, you have to pay Karim Lechaimish and bring Hashem Me'ila, this only applies if you moil from Kachim Kadoshim. Kachim Hashem it says in the Chumash. Nefesh kizim amal v'kotchi Hashem. So Rashi quotes from the Mishnah, kotchim ha miyuchadim l'Hashem. Kotchim kalam is not miyuchadim l'Hashem, because the Bailam can eat it. Kotchi kadoshim are considered miyuchadim l'Hashem. Even though the Kohanim eat it, no, the Achilas HaKohanim is considered like Achilas HaMizbeach. So the Mishnah says beferish later that there is me'ila in emurim of kotchim kalam after Zvikas Adam, because the emurim have the status of kotchi kadoshim. So what's the zman? We said the other day, all karbonas have a zman and a mokum. If you take it out of the mokum, it's nifsal b'yotze, and if you leave it a past the zman, it's nifsal b'lina. So what's the zman of kotchi kadoshim? So it's yom elayla, menatar all night long, chatas and osham, all night long, and midrabbanon it's achatzos. Fine. So the emurim are kotchi kadoshim. All emurim, even emurim kotchim kalam have a status of kotchi kadoshim. So there'll be nifsal b'lina if you leave them over till the morning. Till alos hashachar, till amur hashachar, it'll be nifsal b'lina. So the guy left over the emurim till tomorrow morning. He wasn't makdir at on the mizbeach. If the emurim would get lost, then the emurim would be nitmu, so the haktoras emurim is not miyakev. But if it's there in the Beis HaMikdash, he should be makriv it. But he left it overnight. He didn't put it to burn on the mizbeach. Not by yom. Haktoras emurim is kosher kol alayla. He didn't do it by layla. It was not Adam is Be'ach all night long. It comes Alos HaShachar, Amur HaShachar. So the Emurim are Nifsal Balina. So what's the din? So you're not allowed to put it on the Mizbech. What's the din? Did he have it? He went and he put it on the Mizbech by mistake. So then the din, if other Kachim Sulam that you put on the Mizbech, Emolo Yerdu. But this one, you don't have to. You don't say Emolo Yerdu. It becomes Nasa Lachmash on Mizbech and you leave it. So we say, Lon Bidam. If I left over the dam is nifsal the shkia sahama. So if I left the dam till after the shkia and then I can't be zorik at balayla and I save it till tomorrow morning, I'm not supposed to be zorik the dam. Not supposed to be zorik the dam. So the carbon will not be kosher. He goes ahead and he is zorik the dam. Carbon is still not going to be kosher. The dam is nifsal balina. The carbon will not be kosher. If he took a netter to bring a carbon, or was a chatas anoshim, is mukhiv to bring, he said, hare alami, then he's going to have to bring again. He's not yotze. But the shot is they have to wipe the dam off of them as bare. So the Mishnah says you don't have to. Lon bedam, you don't have to wipe it off in the mizbeach. Why kosher? Shami lon ve'emurim is kosher. Because we know that if you left the emurim over till alos hashachar nifsal balina, it's not nifsal balina at the same time. The dam, lon means you left the pirshkiya. Tesis points out, in the emurim you left it till amur hashachar. And how do you know about lon ve'emurim b'riyevet if you put it on the mizbeach in the morning after alos hashachar? How do you know that you leave it? Emolo lo yerdu. So the Gemara says, now that I know, how do you know that it's not so bad? If it's a real psul, it wasn't psul about Kodesh. It wasn't a little psul that happened, crept in later. It was a psul to begin with. The whole thing was no good. It was nishchat balayla. They shechted the whole korban balayla. The whole shechting, he started off on the left leg. So that's not called psul about Kodesh. It's absolutely possible, even b'dayavid, you take it off of the mizbeach. But if it was lon b'dama, lon b'yemurim b'dayavid, how do you know that it's not so bad? Lon b'emurim kosher, shari lon b'bosa kosher. Because lina is not so bad. Lina is not such a serious, it's a psul, but if you eat noisa, you chayav karis. It's a serious avera. That's why the kedel hachi kesodim an avera. That's why they said you're not allowed to eat the kochi kochim after chatzoy salayla, because if you allow people to continue to eat the kochi kochim until alos hashachar is dark outside. How can you tell? Alos HaShachar is more than an hour before sunrise. You can hardly tell. You can hardly tell that it's Alos HaShachar. So if you'll allow people to eat the kachkachm after chatzos, they may by mistake eat it after Alos HaShachar, and they'll be over on an Issa Kor. So that's why they prohibited it. So the Gemara says, but the psul of lina is not so bad, even though it's not so bad. But harayah, shahre lam bebasa kosher. What do you mean, lam bebasa kosher? What does it mean, lam bebasa kosher? Lam bebasa is mutal lachatchila. If you bring a carbon shlamin, so you can eat the Karban Shlamim. I bring the Karban Shlamim today, it's Tuesday. So I made the Karban Shlamim by 1 o'clock Tuesday. I can eat it today, tonight, and tomorrow, all day long. Shnei yam v'layla echad. So you see that lina is not so bad. V'harai, that it's even mutar l'chatchila. So why is it called lina? It's a funny gemara. Why is it called lon b'basa is kosher? It's not lon. Lina means you left it after this man mitzvah.
Does the Balamar say it's better to eat it than...
Right. So there's a Ramban HaChumash. Right. The Ramban HaChumash. And there's such a... Balamor and Psochim. And Bana Chumash writes, when the Torah describes Shlomim and Parshas Vayikra, it says you bring Shlomim, you can eat it that day and that night. V'hanoisar babosar b'yom ha'sheni yeyochel. Parnoisa b'yom shlishi lo yeyachel. Pigulhu lo yeyachel. What do you mean Parnoisa b'yom sheni yeyachel? Why is it called Noisa? There's manesh neyam v'leich. Why is it called Noisa? So Rabban Chumash says he see from the lashon haposeg l'tchatchila. It's more correct to eat the korban shlamim b'yom b'alayla, even though this man of kachim kalim is major difference between this man of kachim kachim. Zman of kachim kalim is shnei yamim v'leila echad, but it's not exactly so. The most and more important zman is the yom v'leila. The fact that you're allowed to eat it this tomorrow, if I bring the shlamim today, I'm still allowed to eat it tomorrow. I'm not doing the right thing. So that's how the Balamor comes to answer Akasha. All the Rishayim are asking Akasha. If you have a chatos and an oshim, the Kohanim can eat it. Yom alayla at chatzos. Why chatzos? Chatzos only made the Rabbanon. Today the harchik saw the manaver. If you'll allow him to eat it all night long till alos hashachar, so then he may make a mistake and eat it after alos hashachar. So the kedei lahachik saw the manaver. They said don't eat it after chatzos alayla. So if you have a shlomim, why do you allow them to eat it? Shnei yamim v'layla. You allow them to eat it. I bring a shlomim today. I could eat it today, tomorrow, today, tonight, and tomorrow all day till shkia. But I may make a mistake and eat it after the Shkia. So why don't they limit me? I should only eat it till Chatzos of tomorrow. So a lot of Rishonim say, what's the Tzushtel? When the sun is shining, you can see. When the sun goes down, you see. Sunset is obvious. Alos HaShach is very hard to tell when it's Alos HaShach. If you have a clock and you have a chart and you have Zmanim.com, whatever, so you can see when Alos HaShach is. But if you're looking outside, you won't know when Alos HaShach is. So they made the hachik sodom aver. They made a harchoke. Don the chatos and the chatos and the osham. The kahanim eat it balayla yom balayla. They shouldn't eat it pesach chatzos. Pesach chatzos is going to be pitch black, and even after alos hashach is also going to be pitch black. It's going to make a mistake. But no one's going to make a mistake in the middle of the day. They'll be eating the shlamim tomorrow. They make a mistake and continue eating after the shkia. That's borel hakol. Well, there's a difference. So the balamor there, I think the ravid gives that there. Balamor gives one teres and the rabbi gives a different teres. Usually the Balamor only has hasogas on the Rif. When the Rif said something, la'aloch, and the Balamor disagrees. Here the Balamor just writes a he'ora and the Gemara. It has nothing to do with the Rif over there, in the middle of Pesachim. So I think the Balamor gives the answer based similar. The Balamor was way before the Ramban. The Balamor says that one. He said they didn't have to make Gzera de Rabbanon to stop eating the Shlomim tomorrow at Chatzos, because they're going to eat it up Yom V'Layla. They're going to eat it up today, because L'chatchili is supposed to eat it on the first day. Shouldn't wait till tomorrow. He said the same. I don't know if it's the Balamor or the Ravid. One of the two gives his teretz, the other one gives the other teretz. That you don't need Chatzos Hayom, you don't have to make Gzeri, because it's so obvious when you're going to stop eating it. Yeah, so that's, it sounds very much from the Gemara like that. The Gemara says, Alon b'bosar is mutar l'chatchili. You're learning out, the Gemara has a tiny v'chidonim davar shalo behechshero midavash behechshero. The Gemara has five lines later. What are you making a tzushtal over here? He's saying if you leave a shlamim, a shech the shlamim today, and I leave it till tomorrow, I'm still allowed to eat it. So just like I'm allowed to eat the shlamim tomorrow because it's a kachim kalim, who adenam the emurim? If I left them overnight, you're not allowed to be mocked to them in the morning. The emurim is kachim kachim. Even the emurim have kachim kalim. Have the status of the coach come. Nipsal belina. Nipsal ba. So what do they make at tzushtal? The Gemara says, v'chidonim, dovash alo behechsher, medovash al behechsher. What's a tzushtal over here? And then the Gemara said, that's the first tzushtal. Amamatzinu. Abinyanav, amamatzinu, they say. Just like, which doesn't make any sense, just like if you leave over the basar of the shlamim till tomorrow morning, it's mutalach atchila to continue to eat it. You should have finished it more proper. The Mahadrim should have finished it the first day. But if you left over to tomorrow, it's Het Gomer, who are the Nami. If left over the Yemurim, they're absolutely puzzled, and there's an Issa to be Makrivit. But if you Makrivit B'di'evit, Nasa Lachmashal Mizbeach, and you leave it like that, are you making a Tzushtal to B'di'evit? And just like by the Yemurim, if you leave it over till tomorrow morning, it becomes Nifsal, and nonetheless, you can, if B'di'evit, you are Makrivit, you leave it on the Mizbeach, you don't have to remove it. See, even Dam, we're pushing it further. Even Dam, not Nifsal B'Shkir Sachama, not Nifsal B'Alos HaShachar, also the same thing. But yeah, but if you left it after Shkir, you didn't Makter it, you didn't Zerk the Dam yet, and then, so it comes tomorrow morning, you're not allowed to be Zerk the Dam. If you were Zerk the Dam, you don't have to wipe it off of the Mizbeach. So the Gemara said, that's L'meidim L'med Ben HaLamed, Abinyanav from Abinyanav. He learned that binyanav from emurim was from basar. And then you learned binyanav dam from emurim. He just took the same din and you shifted it over more kula. The Gemara says, there you have it. A binyanav from a binyanav is acceptable. Then the Gemara says, what in the world are you talking about? What kind of a binyanav is it? What kind of a limud is this? It's not a valid binyanav. Gemara says, no. Let's go back to the whole story on Pei Gimel. The pasuk says, "Zeres taras oyla terachas lachol oyla." The b'diavad is nasas lach mashal mizbeach or lach mashalishim, depending whether you hold like Rabbi Shui, you hold like Rabbi Gamliel. Hamizbeach mekadesh es apsulim. But you have the three miyutim. It says Zos and he in ha'ola. They have three miyutim. So you might some of the karbonas that are very pasul, even b'diavad, you have to remove. And if the psula is not so terrible, then b'diavad you leave it. So the Gemara Rashi over here uses a loshen, anor aleph manal. This is just an asachta. We're saying, we're trying to determine which psulim are absolutely possible. Let's say you have a carbon nishchad balayla. So you started off on the left leg, the whole thing was no good. It was no good to begin with. Here we're talking was nishchad bayom, and the dam was lon, or the yemurim were lon. So it started off behechshir. And that's called psula b'kodesh. The psul crept in later because he didn't zark the dam when he should have. Should have been zark the dam before the shkia. And it wasn't makta the emurim when he should have. Should have been makta the emurim before lo sal shachar. So we're saying these psulim are not so bad as opposed to other psulim, which are worse. So we have a riba and you have a miut. You have the riba is toiras, tairach is lochol oilas, even karbonas psulim, you have the miutim. So the gemara comes out lamaskona that you have no mocker, that lemeid the binyanav and binyanav. So that's what they all ask. Karenori with this Fasem said, what did Taisa say? On the top Taisa they said, and a binyanav is Chayza Malamed binyanav as the maskana of the Gemara. The Gemara came to the maskana, it's not true. All four cases are a teiku. Gemara had a suffix on all four. The Gemara thought, Pshot meho achoda, you can be poshed from the price of one of the four. Then the truth of the matter can't be poshed anything. So all four are a teiku. We don't know. That's a peladika Taisa. That's what they ask, a peladika Taisa. Then the Mishnah, okay, shite, enough with Lamed Ben Lamed. But he had all the 16 Chakiris, now getting down to business. So the Mishnah says,
should have used another word, it's the word to use from something left over. So
no, it says in the Chumash, if you bring a Shlamim, you can eat it that day. V'anoisa b'yom ha'sheni ye'ochel. You should say you can eat it the first shnei yom v'layl echad. You shouldn't say you can eat it the first day and what's left over the second day. And also, you should have said l'chatchila, you can eat it shnei yom v'layl echad. Doesn't say like that. He's medayik from the way the whole parsha was set up. The whole pasuk is miyuta. Yeah, three psukim. First pasuk can eat it that day. Next pasuk says whatever's left over tomorrow can eat. And then the third pasuk, whatever's left over the third day you have to burn. Should have said one pasuk. You can eat it for 2 days. Okay, so the Mishnah says, you do shchita b'tzofen. Okay, enough. Then it says, and you do zrikas hadam. Parvasosh or Yom Kippurim, you do hazoas and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then you do hazoas in front of the Peroiches. And then you do zrikas on the Mizbeach HaPrimi. And then it says, Shiari Hadam Hayeshayfer Hayesay Marav Yishalom Mizbeach Achitzah. When Kohen Gadol comes out from the Hechol, comes out of the Kodesh Kedoshim, comes out of the Hechol, so what do you do with the leftover dam? The Shiari Hadam, if there's anything left over, Shiari Hadam Hayeshayfer Hayesay Marav Yishalom Mizbeach Achitzah. Vim Loi Nasan Loi Yikiv. If he didn't do Shvicha Shiraim at all. So that's not Miyakev. The Gemara is going to have a machloikis on Yom Kippur. Everything is Miyakev. That's the beginning of Perek Beishamay, the previous Perek. Perek Revi is called Perek Beishamay. So there's machloikis, Beishamay, and Beisila, the beginning of the Perek. Let's say he brought a carbon chatos. So the chatchil is supposed to do four zrikas on the four corners. He goes up to Kevish. I'm looking facing ahead. The Kodesh of the Hechel and the Kodesh Kodashim is over there. That's west. And I'm on the east. So he shechts the carbon over here, b'tzofen. Yerucham is b'tzofen over here somewhere. Then he has to climb up. He can't jump up over here. It's 9 amas high. So he has to take the dam. He did kibbol dam b'chlisharis b'tzofen. has to walk around to the southern side. This is Safayna. Yacham is about Safayna. The right side of the Azara is Saf, and the left side of the Azara is Dorim. And then there's a kevish over here that's 32 amas long, and he climbs up to the top. And then he zorek the dam. So Kol Pnei Yom says, Kol Pnei Shatapan Alayhu Alalimin. So he walks around to the right. So he walks around semicircle. He walks around semicircle. So he does first this corner, that corner, that corner, that corner. Fine. So then what does he do with the leftover dam? So there it says in the Mishnah, Sharidam Hai Shofer Hai Yisai Diraimi. When he goes down, he pours on the Yisai Dam Mizbeach and Yisai Diraimi. Where was Yisai Diraimi? Let's say the Mizbeach and the Bai Sheni was 32 Amas by 32. It has to be a square. It doesn't have to be 32 by 32. It can be 28 by 28. It can be one Amma by one. It can't be smaller than an Amma by an Amma. It can anywhere, has to be square. Has to be more than, has to be at least an Amma al Amma. And it can't be more than 32 by 32. Let's say, well, make a Bais HaShlishi, only that the Rambam writes, Mokam HaMizbech Mechuvim B'Yoyser, and the Bais HaShlishi, you have to build the Mizbech in the same location where the Mizbech was in the Bais HaSheni. The Rambam says, that's where Adam Rishon brought his carbon. The Gemara has a tradition. That's where Kayin and Hevel brought their carbonus. That's where the Akedah was. That's where Noach brought the carbonus. The Rambam writes, that's the same place. So when he does the Shvicha Shirayim, so the Mishnah says, Shvicha Shirayim of all the Karbonis HaChitzonius, Oilo in Shlomim, in Chatas Chitzonis, in Osham, in Pesach, everything is on the side Deroimi. This is Sof and this is Dorim, on the side Deroimi. The only time you do Shvicha Adam HaShevach HaYisayid Maravi, that's when you do Chatos HaPrimius, Parvisor Shal Yom HaKippurim, and Parkoy Mashiach, which is done lifnim, Parkoy Mashiach, you don't do a hazor lifnai b'lifnim. You don't do in the Kavish HaKadoshim, but it's a chatos pnimis. So you zorik on the mizbeach inside. So all of the chatos pnimis, when you walk out, so the pasuk says here anun aleph and aleph. He should pour the Al Yisod Mizbach Oilo. How does it say? Whatever's left over the dam, Yishafech Yisod Mizbach Oilo Asher Pesach Al Moed. So you assume like this: here's the Pesach Al Moed right in front of me. When you come out, so he bumps into this bar. This is the western side. That is Yisod Marabi Shalom Mizbeach Achitzan. So he zork the dam here. So Tosfos over here quotes. So the Gemara later, that there's a three-way machloikas hatanoim. Where is that later? Here, take a look, the Mishnah on Nun Beis on the Beis. Chat hatzibar yochad el hen chat hatzibar, right? Then it says you do four zrikas on the Mizbeach. Then it says on the third line from the top of Nun Gimel Amad Aleph, Shiariyam hayashofa chayiseid diraymi. On the southern side, Yisayid Rami. This is Yisayid by Rabbi, by the Chatos. I mean, this is Yisayid Rami. So the Gemara quotes, we mentioned earlier that the reason why they picked out Azal Mikoyman, because there's no machlokes at all. There's no machlokes mentioned in the Mishnah, but the Gemara says it's a machlokes whether we follow what it says in the Mishnah. There was a machlokes Hatan. Not everything in the Mishnah is Muska. That's why it's hard to say what they added on, that this was in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, because it says Lifnim and Akloim. In the Baik Sevisha Maishani, they were not Klaim. They were only Klaim in the days of the Mishkan. So some Achranim added on, oh, this Mishnah was recited by Moshe Rabbeinu, because he said Lefnim in a Klaim. How can it be recited by Moshe Rabbeinu if it's a three-way Machlekes Satanai, whether this is true? So the way the Mishnah says is, Chatos HaPnimis, you do the Shvicha Shirai Ma'isayid Ma'rovi, and all the other Korbanos from the Mizbech HaChitzan, Oilo Shlomim Chatas, Osham, Pesach, Pchor, Maisa, everything, you do Shvicha Shirayim on the Yisayid Diraimi. So that's the way the Mishnah says. Another Tana says, no, you do everything is on the Yisayid Maravi, and the other Tana says, everything is Yisayid Maravi. The other Tana says, no, everything is Yisayid Diraimi. Everything is Yisayid Diraimi. The Gemara quotes it over here, Shiari Hadam, here, about eight lines from the bottom of Nun Gim Lamanal. Tosis quotes on an Ardaf, on an Aleph, on an Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, Al Yisayid, HaMizbech, Zay Yisayid Diraimi. Shiari Adam, Yidu Yisayid Diraimi. Just like on Yom Kippur, it says, "Hashem Pesach El Moed." It should be Shoyfech Tishiyori Hadam Hayos Shoyfech Hayisoid Marovi, because Hashem Pesach El Moed. When he walks out of the Hechel, he bumps into the Hayisoid Marovi Adam is Be'achachitzon. So maybe I should say Amamatzino, just like the Chatos Apnimis Yidu Shvicha Shirama and Hayisoid Marovi. So too by all the Karbonis by Chatos Chitzino. Should also be Vilom Mitzasim and Amfurish, do the same over here. Amrit, no, Donim Yiridosim and Akevish, Litz Yosim and Ahechel. Mayitz Yosim and Ahechel, Besomachlam. When he walks out of the Hechel, what's the first thing he bumps into? Yisoid Maravi. So when he's going to do Shvicha Shiraim, he's standing on top of the Mizbech, which is 9 Amos tall. He's not going to lean over to do Shvicha Shiraim on the Yisoid. He's going to fall down. So he's not going to lean over. So he's going to climb down the Kevish, and then he's going to stand on the floor and do the Yisoid. The Gemara describes it. The Mizbech was, by Sheni, was 32 Amos by 32 Amos. That was the bottom. They put up pieces of wood, and then they poured concrete there. And that was one Amma tall, 32 by 32. And then they indented it, one Amma on each side. Now it's, so you have to subtract 2 Ammas. So now the new square is only going to be 30 by 30. And then it went up a couple of Ammas, and then they went in again and dented again. That was what was that called? The bottom was called the Yisoid, and Apam was called, I forgot, indented again. Soviet. I forgot already. Also indented. So on top it's only going to be 28 by 28. Each time you indent it, it goes in a little bit. So the Gemara points out that the Yisoid didn't go all the way and protrude an Amma tall and an Amma in all the way around 32 by 32. It was only looking towards west. It was only on the western side and on the northern side. There was Yisoid the whole time. And then from the 32 Amos, there was one Amma down here, there was Yisoid. And then like 31 Amos, there was not. And one Amma over here, beginning from the north to the south, there was Yisoid. And another 31 Amos, there was not Yisoid. Why? Not to be understood. Why? Why? How come there was not Yisoid? So the Gemara explains in Maseches Megillah that the city Yerushalayim belongs to two different Shvatim. The Gemara in the end of Maseches Sanhedrin has a Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Machlokes once in the history of the world, this Machlokes is Neger. In the days of Yeshua ben Nun, when they were dividing Eretz Yisrael to Shvatim, and they declared this Chelik belongs to Yisach, and this Chelik belongs to Zvulun, this belongs to Yehudim, this belongs to Binyamin, was it Yerushalayim Nischalka L'Shvatim, or is Yerushalayim Le Nischalka L'Shvatim? Did they divide Yerushalayim or not? So, I said it wrong. Nachum. When they were dividing Eretz Yisrael in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, the Gemara has in the very end of Sanhedrin, the Gemara has in the Halach at the end. Sanhedrin has Agadah to the whole Perek Chelik, and then the last few blot have a little Halach about Yoni Dachas. So the Gemara that has a Machlek is when they were dividing Eretz Yisrael, they drew the borders. Does it make sense to draw the border in the middle of a city? That half the city belongs to Shevet Zvulun and half the city belongs to Shevet Yisrael. Does that make sense? Cholkim Erachas L'Shnei Shvatim, or Ein Cholkim Erachas L'Shnei Shvatim. I don't think the Rambam quotes a psak because it was only the Ger once in the history of the world in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. We have in America, there are certain cities like that they have states, and then they made a city on this side of the border, then the city got bigger, 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 and now it turns out half the city's on this state, half the city's on that state. So it is possible to have a city that's half in one shape and half in the other shape. But the Machlek Zabiach HaMish Lokish is Melech HaTchila from day number one. When they were drawing the borders, and there were cities there, the Knainim had cities in Eretz Yisrael, that it makes sense to draw a line in the middle of a city. You have on the opening pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, it says, Shoftim shot titl lecha b'chol sh'arecha l'shvatecha. So the Gemara says, l'chol sh'arecha, every city, b'chol year, if it has a big enough population, you have to have a Sanhedrin. And then it says, l'shvatecha, every shevet should have its own city. So Tosis in Sanhedrin asked Akasha, if every city needs a Sanhedrin, so of course every shevet is going to have. Every shevet is going to have many Sanhedras. So what do you mean, l'chol shevet v'shevet? So the Ramban HaChumash says, no, every Shevet needs his Bezna Gadol that should pass him for their Shevet. Just like there's a Bez Nogar in Yerushalayim, that Paskins, their psak is binding on everybody. Now, once they issue a psak, no one's allowed to disagree. So every Shevet had its own Bez Nogar, and he quotes Mishnayos in the first parak in Horius, that says Beferish like that. There was a Bez Nogar Shevet, Bez Nogar Shalosa Shevet. Rabban is just not sure whether the Bez Nogar Shalosa Shevet had 71 members or 23 members. He's misupik about that, how many members it was. So that's what the Ramban says on Chumash. But Tosfos in Sanhedrin, in the first parak, gives a different answer. Tosfos says, what if you have a city, a gigantic city, that's on the border? Half of the city is in one Shevet, half of the city is in the other Shevet. So this Shevet, the people in this, they have a Sanhedrin here, they have to have a Sanhedrin there. Because you need l'chol ir v'ir, you need l'chol shevet v'shevet. Every shevet has to have for every city. So this city belongs to two different shvatim. So you need. So the Achranim ask Akasha, how can you have a city that belongs to two shvatim? The Gemara has a machloikis whether such a thing is possible. I think Rabbi Yechanan says ein chol kamir achas l'shnei shvatim. So the answer is that's not Akasha. Whether chol kamir achas l'shnei shvatim or not is a machloikis in the days of Yeshua ben Nun when they were dividing Eretz Yisrael l'shvatim. So did it make sense that you should draw the border in the middle of a city? So Rabbi Yechanan holds that does not make sense. Either draw the border on top or on bottom. You don't draw the border in the middle of the city. But then they drew the borders, and then they founded a new city, and the city kept on growing, 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 mushroomed, and then half of the city is in one Shevet, half of the city is in the other Shevet. So that's what Tosfos says. If it turns out that you have one city, half in one Shevet, half in the other Shevet, Tosfos says each half of the city needs its own Sanhedrin. So Tosfos there on Sanhedrin, the end on the next to the list, Davin says, Tosfos asked the Kasha, how could you have a machlokes with the Chol Kamir Achas L'Shnei Shvatim? Yerushalayim, half of Yerushalayim was in Shevet Yehuda, half of Yerushalayim was in Shevet Binyamin. The Pharisees like that. And Yerushalayim existed in days of Yeshua ben Nun. So he drew the border, cut the border in the middle of the already existing city. Not that it grew and it grew and it turned out later. So the Tosfos Yerushalayim, they asked that Kasha. There's no Tosfos on that. Tosfos Yerushalayim asked that Kasha. So Tosfos answers, no, Yerushalayim is an exception to the rule. That's L'chol Adeis. Yerushalayim had to be a split city. Half of it had to belong to Yehuda, half of it had to belong to Binyamin. Why? Why Yerushalayim has to be half, all Jewish, not half Arabs and half the Jews, all Jewish, but half has to be Shevet Binyamin, half has to be Shevet Yehuda. Why? Because the Malchus, that's all Tosfos says, but the Pshat in the Tosfos, L'chol is this, Yerushalayim is officially the capital of Eretz Yisrael, Al-Pi Din. The halacha is based on that. Yerushalayim is the official capital of Eretz Yisrael. So the capital means for governmental purposes. And it says, Lo Yosu Shevet Mi'uda. The government, the kingdom is supposed to be, the Malchus is supposed to come from Shevet Yehuda. Shaul HaMelech was from Shevet Binyamin. That was a Yotze Min HaKlal. It wasn't he, the Ramban Tzadachumish, his Malchus wasn't going to last. Even if he would have been a wonderful tzaddik, his Malchus couldn't possibly last, because the official Malchus is supposed to be from Shevet Yehuda. So that Yerushalayim has to be officially the capital of Eretz Yisrael, so you have to have Shevet Yehuda. And the Chelek of Shevet Yehuda, that's where you have the king's palace. And then both Yaakov Avinu, when he gave the brachas in Parshas Vayechi, and Moshe Rabbeinu, when he gave the brachas in Parshas Zos HaBracha, they both said the same thing, that the korbanos have to be offered b'chelka shel Toirev. B'chalka shel Binyamin. Binyamin Zev Yitrov. What do you mean, Binyamin Zev Yitrov? So the Targum Onkelos says, and the Gemara says, it goes on the Karbonis that were brought on the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach, that's Oichel Karbonis, is like a wolf that devours sheep. B'boker Yochalad, B'l'erav Yichalak Shol. B'boker Yochalad, in the morning, the Mizbeach eats the Tom Shal Shachar, B'l'erav Yichalak Shol. At night, the Mizbeach, B'chalka shel Binyamin, eats the Tom Shal Bein Abayim. So the Mizbech has to be B'chalka Shal Binyamin. So Yerushalayim is the Makam of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Iker of Beis HaMikdash is the Mizbech. That has to be B'chalka Shal Binyamin. And Yerushalayim has to be officially the capital of Eretz Yisrael. It's both. That's why in the Davening we say, in Luchadoydi we say, Mikdash Melech, Ir Melucha. Yerushalayim is both the Mikdash Melech. It's the whole city is an extension of the Beis HaMikdash. Eat Kochim Kalim, the whole city. And it's Ir Melucha, it's officially the capital of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, where did the border cut? So the Gemara says, this part of the Mizbeach, after the first Amah, the 32 Amas here, 32 Amas here, didn't have a Yisoid. It can't even have an inch over the Mizbech Bechelka Shal Yehuda. So the part of the Mizbech that was there, that was all Bechelka Shal Binyamin. And the borderline, why is it a crazy borderline? The borderline was punked over here. So this, there was no Yisrael over here because that was Bechelka Shal, that was Chelka Shal Yehuda. You can't have any of the Mizbech at all. What's the idea behind that? What's something very strange. So the Maharsha writes in the Chidush Yagoda on Zvachim, talking about how hardly has
which,
any.
Which side doesn't have the
side? The southern side and the eastern side only had one armor here and one armor here. So this corner had no Yisod at all. Three corners had a Yisod. And the Yisod was only on the western side and on the northern side, and the first armor here. The first Amma here, and the last 31 Ammas of the Lamed Beis Ammas by Lamed Beis Ammas, there was no Yisrael.
Rashi is a picture on Nun Gimel on the base.
Of the crooked Mizbeach. Uh-huh. That's right. Only had one Amma. Yeah. So when you... Nun Gimel on the base, Rashi has the diagram. Not exactly to scale, but that's basically what it... What it means, that's the diagram, yeah. So Korban Chatos, you have to be Zorik the Dam on all the four corners of the Mizbeach. Even though on this corner there's Mamash no Yisod at all, but you got no choice. You have to be Zorik on Arbakanus on Mizbeach. The other Korbanus, you Zorik on all four corners. You Zorik on either one corner or two corners, Shtayim Sheim Arba. So the Gemara says, be Zorik in these two corners, so it'll, the Dam will roll down and bump into the Gag of the Yisod.
So Shtam Shein Arba means on the south and west?
The northeastern corner and the southwestern corner. These two corners. So you splash, you take a Kli with the Dam, and you splash it in the corner over here, and then it's going to splash on both sides. The Dam will splash on both sides. That's called Shtei Matanu Shein Arba. And over here, in these corners, why not do these two corners? No, because there was no Yisayit over here. The Pasuk says you should do this because Adam, but there's going to be Yisayit on the bottom. But Korban Chatzos, you have no choice. Korban Chatzos, you have to do on all four corners. So this corner has no Yisayit. So the Pasuk says like that. So what would be the Din B'Yevet? I brought a Korban Chatzos and I didn't do all the four Zrikas. So we say you need Shein Alav HaKosim Liyakev. So it's a Machlekes, B'Shamay Misil, and Perik B'Shamay. That's what it begins with. We paskin like Basil. One Zrika is Ma'akev. By the Chatos HaPnimius, Matan Achas Mehem Yakevis. Every single Hazor in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and in the Hechal and the Mizbech HaPnimi, everything is Ma'akev. Every Zrika is Ma'akev. Just a Machloikis in the Gemara. What about the Shvicha Shiraim? On Yom Kippur, everything is Ma'akev. What about the Shvicha Shiraim? Is that Ma'akev? So that's Machloikis Amaroim, whether there is a Machloikis Satanoim. In the Mishnah it says, that is not Miyakev. Here, how does it say in the first Mishnah as Zalman Koyman? Matan achas mehem Yakevet. Shiyorei Adam ha'yishev chistom ram shbeach ha'chitzen im lanasan lo yikev. The Mishnah says not Miyakev. Huh?
It's the second Mishnah.
Okay. So the Gemara has a machlekes amaroim. Is there a machlekes hatanoim about that point? We paskin, it's not Miyakev. But according to one opinion in Gemara, there is a Tana who holds that Shvicha Shiraim of the Chatos HaPnimius is Miyakev. So getting back again. So we paskin like it says in the Mishnah, that the Shiari Hadam of the Chatos HaPnimius, you pour that on the Yisayit HaMizbeach HaMaravi. When he walks out from the Hechel, he bumps into this bar of the Mizbeach, that's the Yisod Maravi, so he pours it. And when he has a Chatas Chitzayna, and he's not going to do the Shvicha Shiraim from standing on top of the Mizbeach, it's 9 amas tall, he's going to fall out. So he has to go down the Kevesh first, when he's on the floor, when he's on the ground, then he's next to the Kevesh was on the Tzad, on the southern side, on the Tzad Maravi, on the Tzad Adromi. So the Shiari Dama Shofar Chayisayid, the Rav Mishal HaMizbech HaChitzen. So the Gemara says that that's a Machloikes Satanoim, whether that's true. So the Gemara says, that's where we started, Nun Gim Lamed Aleph. The Gemara says, Yilom Et Sosam Anam Mefurish. The Pasuk says, Mefurish on Yom Kippur, V'yotza El HaMizbech HaShelef Nei Hashem. That's this, that's the Yisayid HaMaravi. So the Gemara says, where do you do, which do you say do you do the Shvicha Shiraim of the Chatos HaChitzonius? So we paskin, Ma Yiridosa, Ma Yitziyosa Menahechel B'samach Lo. The first one you bump into is the Yisoid Hamaravi. Af Yiridosa Menahkevish B'samach Lo, you go down the Kevish, which is on the southern side. So you do the Shvicha Shiraim on the southern side. The next Tana says in the Gemara, no. Since it says on Yom Kippur, he pours the Shvicha Shiraim on Yisoid Maravi, so every day anybody brings a Chatos also. You do the Zrika 1, 2, 3, 4 on top of the Mizbeach, and then you go down the Kevish, and then you're on the floor, then you walk around here. You don't do B'samach Lo. You walk to the Yisoid Maravi, and you pour the Shvicha Shiraim on Yisoid Maravi. And then the Gemara quotes a third Tana who disagrees, and he says, Zeh b'zeh is Yisoid Deraimi. Even on Yom Kippur, when the Kangova comes out from the Hechol, he doesn't do the Zrika on the Yisoid Amaravi, he does it on the Yisoid Deraimi. Why? But it says, isn't that against the Pasuk? The Gemara calls this, Yilom and Sasam and Amafurish. Isn't it Mefurish? See, the two Tanoim assume this is Yilom and Sasam Mefurish. Mefurish is the Kangolo comes out of the Echal, he bumps into the Yisoid Deraimi, he bumps into the Yisoid Maravi, and he pours Shvicha Shiraim. And the Machloikis is Yilom and Sasam Mefurish. What does it mean? Achatos HaPnimios, Achatos HaChitzonius, also Yisoid Deraimi, also Yisoid Maravi. What do you say? No, Maya, when Maya, it's Yosam and Ahechel B'samachloi, after you read Yosam and Akevish B'samachloi, so it should be Yisoid Deraimi. So that's Machlekes. How do you understand Yilam and Sasam and Amfush? How can there be a third Tana who says, how can there be a third Tana who says that Zeh B'Zeh, you do all the Shvicha Shiraim and Yisoid Deraimi? Doesn't it say Mefurish on Yom Kippur? Yotza Allah Mizbech Hashem Lefnei Hashem. And it says you do over there. Moria Elaman the hit the last two lines on Nun Gimel Amar Aleph. Elaman the Amar Yisoid Deraimi. My time, or how can that be? Isn't that mefurish in the pasuk that he pours the leftover dam? Al Yisoid Mizbeach Shel Lefnei Hashem. Mar says no. There's a machloikas hatanoim. Where was the mizbeach located? Here's the Azorah. So the right hand side of the Azorah, there were three different opinions. Where's Tzofen? He said we went through from Yuma Daf Lamed Vav. So one opinion, Tzofen is only, Al Yerach HaMizbech Tzofenah. Here's the Mizbech, from the Mizbech to the right is Tzofen. The other opinion is not. That's Tzofen, so Kal V'chaimer, deeper in. Further in is also Tzofen. And the third opinion, is that's what we pass on the whole right-hand side of the Azor. So now the Shaila is, where is the Mizbech located? So we usually visualize the Mizbech is dead, not dead center from east to west, but is dead center from north to south. So the right hand side of the Mizbech is Tzofen, left hand side of the Mizbech is Dar. So the Gemara says this Tana doesn't agree. This Tana holds Kulim Mizbeach is B'Tzofen. The entire Mizbech is B'Tzofen. When you come out of the Hechel, there is no western wall. There is no western part. Here. Let's say this is the Mizbech. The whole Mizbech is here. And here's the opening from the Hechel. So it's not that the Mizbech is dead center and you come out, you pour the dam here. The whole Mizbeach is over here. So when he walks out of the Hechel, there is no bar of the Mizbeach here. The bar in the Mizbeach that he sees is over here. So he pours out of the Yisoid HaMizbeach Shel Lefnei Hashem is the Yisoid Deraimi. He says, Zeh b'zeh, both the Chatos HaPnimius and the Chatos HaChitzonius, the Shvich Shiraim of all of them, is on the Yisoid Deraimi. So these are the three opinions. Again, the Mishnah says, on Yom Kippur, it's Yisoid Maravi. And on all year long, Chatos HaChitzonius is Yisoid Deraimi. And the Gemara says there's a machlekes hatanoim. So this is not, this Mishnah can't be from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Tanoim are not going to argue with Moshe Rabbeinu. It's an old Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Kedumah, and it doesn't record. But they knew there were, there was a machlekes hatanoim about it.
So
again, yeah. So when the Kohen Gadol comes out on Yom Kippur, he doesn't bump into the western bar. Nothing there. It's clear walking. So when he walks out, the Yisoid that he bumps into first, is this Yisoid? Is the Dharam. So he says, everything is B'Dharam. On Yom Kippur it's B'Dharam, and all year long, everything is B'Dharam. All the Shvicha Shiraim is B'Dharam.
The first spout that he comes across is still the drone.
There's only going to be this part. The only dorm you have is the first dama over here. There's nothing else there. There is no more yisoid here. So when you do shvicha shirayim on the yisoid deraimi, in the baisheni hastis, so it's only going to be the first dama here. So that's what he bumps into. That's what he bumps into.
But is it exactly the center, or it's a little bit further over? In other words, does he, if you were in the center of the Eichal and walking out right in the center, you hit the corner, or it's a little bit further?
I think the Gemara has three opinions exactly where. One opinion is that the Mizbech was dead center, right, between right and left. The other two opinions not. The other two opinions are not dead center. Moved over, yeah. Yeah.
Since he was not near the center, therefore it's on the dial?
Yeah, because when he walks out, here's the opening from the Heichal. He walks out from the Heichal. There is no bar of them. There is no Yisoid Maravi there at all. There is a Yisoid Maravi, but it's moved over to the side. So the first Yisoid that he bumps into is the Yisoid Deraimi, which is only one arm along, and the Baishen is only one arm along. So the Gemara learns this that from the Pasuk. My timer, here, right in the middle of Shari Adam, Anun Aleph Amid Aleph. Machlokes HaTanaim, but we Paskin that on Yom Kippur is the Yisoid Marav. The Gemara says, my time, where's the, my time by us means, what's the reason you wait for a Hezbo? The Gemara says, my time, what's the Pasuk? In the days of the Gemara, the reason is that it's the Pasuk. Today, reason means a whole explanation, philosophical, shtikal havana, yeah. The Gemara says, my time, or makro, the Pasuk says, Yisoid Mizbach O'Ebon, She Pesach O'Moid, Shoyin, Ha'u the Pogah Be'Bereshu, the one that you bump into first, on the assumption that there is a bar, there is a Yisoid Maravi, that's facing Pesach Almod when he comes out. So that's the way we have the Giras and the Gemara. Who the Pogah Be'Bereisha? That line. So Tosas thinks he should cross out that line. This is a famous Tosas. This Tosas, Asher Pesach Almod. The Lord Goris, Rashi does not have the Giras here, the fourth line of Tosas. You should not have the Giras of Meshach Kosovo, who the Pogah Be'Bereisha, because if you have that Giras, it sounds like it's based on the principle of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. Ode Pogah Be'Bereisha. We have a din. Where does Gemara have Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs? Gemara has in Maseches Menoches, in Perek Rabbi Shmoel. Perek Rabbi Shmoel is all about the Oimer. Then Shtei Alechem is a separate Perek Shtei Alechem. Perek Rabbi Shmoel is all about the Oimer. So where did they harvest, where did they bring the Oimer? The Oimer is from barley. So the Gemara says, a farm, a location that was very close to Beis HaMikdash. Gemara says, why? Why couldn't they get from a further place? So the Gemara says, if you can do, when the Shluchim Bezdin go to harvest the Tvur, Bezdin HaGadol is in Yerushalayim, they're going to send Shluchim to go harvest the Duk Tziris Oimer and to bring it to Yerushalayim. So they have a Brera, they're traveling from Yerushalayim. They can either go a 10-minute trip by car, or they can go an hour trip, or half an hour. So as they're going an hour, they're going to bump into this farm first. So who the Pogah Be'Bereisha, that's a dinner. They might be in all the mitzvahs. If I could, it's a mitzvah to do Tziras Oimer. I leave Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is all houses, all buildings, all yeshivas, all shuls, and so on. But then you get to the farmland, so I can either harvest the barley from a closer field, or go vaita. So you're not allowed to pass by this field. Let's say I want to shake a lulav on Sukkot. So there's a lulav on this table, and there's a lulav on that table, and there's a lulav on that table. I walk into the door. The first lulav, who the Pogah Be'Bereisha, the first lulav I bump into is Eimavir and on the mitzvahs. Why should I do the mitzvah with the lulav that I'll bump into later? Unless that's more mehudadik. But let's say they're all on the same level of mehudar. So I should perform the mitzvah with the one that I bump into first. So Taisus says that's not what it's based on. It's not, the Gemara said there on the next daf, Anun Gimel, Yilom Itzasam and Amafurish, that it's Mafurish on Yom Kippur, that you do the Shvich HaShirayim, except for the third time it disagrees that on Yom Kippur also you do the Shvich HaShirayim, you say deroy me because the whole Mizbech, Kulam Mizbech, Bitzofen Koi, the Mizbech has moved over, yeah. Mizbech has moved over. It's not only, that's what I said, it's not only the whole, see the Hechel is centered. So it's like Rabbi Penner said, it's not Kulam Mizbech Bitzof and Koi. Here's the Pesach Olmoid, 10 Amos wide. This half of the Pesach is Sofen. Not that the Mizbech is Kulam Bitzof, it's further over. If it would be like this, there would be Yisoid Deraimi. It's further over, that's what the Gemara says. HaMizbech is further to the right, so none of this bar is Pesach HaMoed, only this part over here. So the Gemara says, Yilam Mitzasim and HaMefurish, that this is Mefurish. So Mefurish in the Pasuk seems that it's not based on a Svara of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvah. It's based on Exeris HaKosim. So that's what Tosis asks. Why do you need Exeris HaKosim? Why don't you say based on Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvah? Like the Gemara says in Perek Rabbi Shmuel, that you should do the Ktziris HaOmer from the farm that's closest to Yerushalayim, because Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvah. So the Pashta says one could have said, Achilik. One could have said the following teretz. Eim avir nala mitzvah says a din l'chatchila. Let's say I walk into the room and there's a lulav here on this table. Instead of taking this lulav, take the other lulav. So you're going to say, I'm not yotze b'dieved. You are yotze b'dieved. You are yotze b'dieved. So if the whole din would have only been, or let's say, ktziras oimer. So it says they used to do ktziras oimer from the farm that had barley growing that was closest to the Beis HaMikdash. We'll have to go to a further location, then they'll bring it. B'dieved, they'll be yotze. You can't say even b'dieved and yat yotze. Why don't the Gemara simply say, again, Tosfos on Nun Aleph and Aleph, yes, this kasha. Tosfos in a few mesichtos has this. They ask in a few places, why did the Gemara need Agzeres HaKosov, Yilam Mitzos, Manam Furish, it's Mefurish. V'shafach has Adam asher Pesach HaMoed, which is Mefurish, it means the Yisoid Maravi. Why do you need a Mefurish of Pasuk? It's going to be Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs anyway. Who the Pogah Be'Bresh, and then when you bump into first. So Tosfos should have said, Olachapan Afkemina B'Dieved. What do you mean B'Dieved? If he did the Shvich HaShirayim on a different side, so the Shvich HaShirayim is not Mi'akev, and Lo Nosan Lo Ikev. So what are you going to say? He has to bring the Karbonos over again? No. He can't say, L'chapan afkemina b'dieved. If it would have only been, if you need, you say, Amaravi, only because of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. And if it wouldn't be, Xeris HaKosov, so then I would say, if b'dieved would pour it here, you would be Yotzeb. Now you have Xeris HaKosov, you're not Yotzeb b'dieved. Can't say you're not Yotze b'dieved. The whole Shvich HaShirayim is not Miyake. There was an Amara who thought there was a Tana who holds that it is Miyake, but we don't pass like that. You pass on Shvich HaShirayim is not Miyake, even on Yom Kippur. It's not Miyake. They can't say that the reason why I need a Mefurish of Pasuk to say Yisoid Maravi is that it passes even the end. But there's two kinds of b'dieved. One kind of b'dieved is he poured the Dham on this Yisoid. He already poured it. That's one kind of b'dieved. Then there's another kind of b'dieved. He comes out of the Kodesh, he comes out of the Heichal, and so who would the Pogah Be'Bereshit would have been Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs? And he walks over here to this side, where there's a Yisoid. And he didn't pour anything yet. So now you should say, Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, he's over here. He's on the Tzad HaTzfoni. So once he moves over here, would you tell him to go back to here? So if it's a Ferishit Pasuk, Hashem Pesach HaMoed, you got to go back over here. But if it's only Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvah, so when he walks out, he should have done it over here. But if he walked over here, B'dieved, not B'dieved, he already poured it. B'dieved, he poured it, it's not Miyake B'dieved. But B'dieved, he walked over here. Let's say he's in the middle of pouring the Shvich HaShirayim. Middle of pouring. And then you tell him, but you're pouring in the wrong location. Should he stop and pour the rest over here on Yisoid Maravi? So if it would be Agzeres HaKosov, HaPesach HaMoed, Mefurish, then you should stop in the middle and pour the rest over here. But if it's only Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, if that would have been the reason, he wouldn't have had a pasuk. That's what Tosfos says. Why didn't he need a pasuk? It would not have known it anyway. So you would have said, no. If he's in the middle of pouring, then Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs means stay over here. Don't go back to the original place. That should be Alpi Pashtus, a simple teretz on Tosfos Kashis. Why didn't Tosfos give that teretz? Because it's not true. Shagazai points out, Shagazai has a tshuva. What's the din? When you bench on Shabbos, Yontem Shecholiyis B'Shabbos, or Rosh Chodesh Shecholiyis B'Shabbos, they say both Ritzei and Yal V'Yom. Which one do you say first? First you say Ritzei, and then you say Yal V'Yom. Why do you say first Ritzei and then Yal V'Yom? Todeh B'Shein HaTodeh, because Shabbos comes all year long, and Rosh Chodesh is not as often. And Yontem is not as often. Pesach is only once a year, and Shabbos is every week. So that's L'chatchili, you should say first Ritzei, then Yal V'Yom. What if he starts saying Yalav Yavai first? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, if he says Yalav Yavai first, he'll finish the Yalav Yavai, and then say the Bitzayim B'dieved, the rule of Torah B'Shein HaTorah comes only Alachat Chila, it's not Miyake B'dieved. So the Shagasarya says he thinks it's not true. He thinks it is true, b'di'evit. If you finished the whole Yalav Yavoy already, then you said the whole Ritzei. So b'di'evit, it's good. What if he starts saying, okay, I'm going to say, Yalav Yavoy, Yagiv Yerav Yerotzev, Shama Yavipokin, and someone says, Ritzei. So he didn't say the punchline then. He didn't say, Yabiyam Chagab Hamatzah Zazah. And say, Yabiyam Chagab Shavuasi. He started saying Yalav Yavoy, but you didn't finish yet. So then he thinks that the rule of the... So it should really be Eimah Biran Ala Mitzvah. He already started Yalav Yomai. So he says, no. Since the rule was Toshen and Toda Konami, you're supposed to have said Ritzei first. So even if you started saying Yalav Yomai first, you should go back, stop, and say Ritzei. Unless you already said Biyom Chagamatzah Sazeh, so you finished already. So even if you don't end off, you already said the Haskarah. And he quotes this from a Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Heichal to do this Rika Saddam, when he comes out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so the Gemara says, Ahuda Pogabe Beresha, you should do this Rika Saddam, on which corner of the Mizbeach HaPnimi should he start? So the Gemara says, based on Eim Aviran Ala Mitzvah, on a certain corner. Then the Gemara says, but what if he already walked to the other corner? The Gemara says, sorry, you got to go back to the original corner. Once we establish based on how you're supposed to go, even if you already walked to the other side, and now you ought to say, Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs, I'm over here. You say, no, since it was established over there, so you got to go back to do it like that. So that's why Tosfos didn't give that obvious answer. Why do you need a pasuk, Asher Pesach HaOmed? Why don't you just say, Huda Poga Bei Bereishis, Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs? Why don't they give a simple answer? B'di'evit, not b'di'evit, he poured everything. But the evidence is in the middle of pouring over here on the side's finding, then he realized pouring on the wrong side. So if it's only based on Eim Avirin, you should stay here. If it's based on Mufurish and the Pasuk, you should go here. It's not true. Even if it's based on Eim Avirin, you should go back over there. So that's Tosfos Kashub. Why didn't he need a Pasuk? I would have known the same thing because of Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs.
Doesn't the Mavin Abraham has been similar by Tilchayat Tilcharosh? If you hit the Tilcharosh first, I think they quote from him that he would say Tilchayat.
Yeah, Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs doesn't. The Gemara says you should put it. The Gemara in Yuma says you should put the tefillin and tefillin zakh in such a way that the first one that you take out is going to be the shalyan. Because even if you're going to take out by mistake the shalosh first, you're not allowed to put it on first. You have to follow the other rule takes precedence. The rule called Zman Shebeit Necha Yushtaim takes precedence over. Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs. That's a Gemara, yeah. We assume that's a din in the Gemara.
I don't know.
That's what he tainis. He said, just like Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs, is even with the Eved, once you've established that he holds Torah V'Shein HaTorah, also should be like that. And even if he started Yalav Yavoy before Ritzei, you shouldn't finish. You should go back and say Ritzei first, and then say Yalav Yavoy. I don't know. The classical pasuk can say not, son. He takes them all on. He disagrees. So Tosfos asks that kasha. Why do you need a pasuk? And the Gemara says it's a mafurish pasuk. Nun gim lamav yilam tzasan mafurish. It's a mafurish pasuk that you need the shvicha shirani said maravi. I would have said it without a mafurish pasuk because ei mavir nalamitzas. So on the last line, Tosfos gives a teretz. The last two lines it's a little unclear. So Rav Soloveitchik explained what Tosfos means. He said it like this. If you have two, I walk into the room on Sukkot, I have a lulav on this table, lulav on that table. So, who the poga bei bereisha? Zei ma'avir nala mitzvahs. What if there's only one lulav in the whole room? So I can either, as I walk in, the lulav is on this table. I can pick up the lulav standing here. Or I can walk from the door over here to this side and pick up the lulav on this side. It's the same lulav. It's one of the same lulav. So you're not being ma'avir from one chefetz to the other. When you travel out of Yerushalayim and you pass by one farm that has barley, you go to a further farm, that's Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs. There's a chefze here, there's a chefze there, so you should use a chefze that's close. But if it's the exact same chefze, I can pick it up from this side of the table, I pick it up from this side of the table, so it's the same thing. So that's what Tosfos answers. If not for the pasuk, Asher Pesach Ol Moed, if it wouldn't have been a pasuk, what do you mean, Yisayit Maravi? Yisayit is a Yisayit. The Yisayit goes like this, one Amma in the whole western side, the whole northern side, and one Amma here. A Yisayit is a Yisayit. What's the difference whether you do the Shvicha Shiraim over here, over here, over here? It's all one Yisayit. Who says that there's a Yisoid Marabim, that there's a Yisoid Deraimim. So I had the Pasuk to say that it's a different Chepza. If not for the Pasuk, I would have thought that it's one Chepza. So there's not, they can't have a violation of Eim Avir and Allah Mitzvahs. So you need a Pasuk to say that this is a violation of Eim Avir and Allah Mitzvahs, that it's a separate Chepza. If not for the Pasuk HaShe Pesach Al Moed, I wouldn't have known that the Yisoid Deraimi, that the Yisoid Maravi has a special status. This is called the Yisoid Deraimi, and this is called the Yisoid Maravi, and therefore it's a different Chepza, so it'll be a violation of Eim Avir and Allah Mitzvahs. If not for the Pasuk, I would have said it's one Chepza. That's what Tesis sounds like they're saying in the last two lines. Yishlam Adoshayach Eim Avir and Allah Mitzvahs, HaShe Shtei Mitzvahs Lefan. It's two Cheftas, condition, or two different Mitzvahs. I can do Mitzvah A and Mitzvah B. Condition is bech apnimi menora o kigon mitzvahs korona sheni adem hechan yaschil. The Gemara said the kain godel walks into the heichal, so and he's going to do the zvik on the mizbech. So that's him. I've heard on who the pagabei bereishit. That's the losh on the Gemara in Yuma when he goes into the heichal to do the matan damim on the mizbech apnimi. Who the pagabei bereishit? Avol likvoya mokaim ashvicha shirayim loy kavinan mihay taima. You wouldn't know that it's a different chepze. He loved the Goli Krab Behedya, that's called the Yisoid Maravi, and that's called the Yisoid, that's called the Yisoid Deremi.
Sounds like it's a priority of mitzvah. Sounds like in places you have two mitzvahs, but here you only have one mitzvah.
You have one mitzvah with two chepzes. So the first place it says two mitzvahs, then they say, or one mitzvah with two chepzes, like the Karnas HaMizbeach. But even if you do the Zrika of the Karnas HaMizbeach out of order, it'll be good, b'di yevet. But we're talking lechatchila. So the Gemara says, who the pogah be'bereisha? The Gemara says, you know, the Kohen Gadol walks in from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He walks out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim into the Heichal. He should be zorek the dam on the Karnas HaMizbech, the corner that he bumps into first, probably this corner. The western, the southwestern corner is going to be the one he's going to bump into first. Going the long way around, that's not a violation of Eim Avir. You're going to do the mitzvah with the same chepza.
And so, but the Omer, you're going further. It's a different chepza.
A different chepza. Here, there's barley over here, and there's barley over there.
It's the same chepza of a mitzvah, barley.
Barley, but yeah, but it's a different farm.
So why
should you pass by this farm? You have barley over here, so do the mitzvah with this chepza. Why jump all the way further? Unless it's more mahuda. But if everything is equally mahuda, so you shouldn't pass by this chavtza. So here, by the Karnas HaMizbeach, I would have thought, by the Yisoid HaMizbeach, why would I think that it's a different chavtza? It's the same chavtza. You're doing this, the Shvicha Shirayim from a different angle. So that's not a violation of Eim Avir? Even if you do the Shvicha Shirayim over here, it's chal on the whole Yisoid. It's all one big Yisoid. I need a pasuk to say that it's a separate Yisoid. Yisoid Marabi is separate. Yisoid Deraimi is separate.
Yeah, what's the application in Megillah versus other Rishon? You should have laid Megillah there because I'm not hearing all
the right. The Gemara says, as Alechik pointed out, that when you have a Shana Muberes, really there are 4 days that are Purim. When you have a Shana Pshuta, there are 2 days that are Purim. Yudal and Tezvav. That's why it's lesser shal zeh. Even the Bnei Ho'ayoris are not allowed to fast. Hesped v'tainus also on Tezvav, and even the Bnei HaKrachim on Mekav v'chaim are also the Hesped v'tainus on Yudalit, because they're 2 days Purim. When you have a Shana Muberes, there are 4 days Purim. Yudalit and Tezvav are the Rishon, Yudalit, Tezvav are the Sheni. So it's a toss-up, should I fulfill the mitzvahs in this Purim or on this Purim? So the Gemara says, Eim Avir and Allah mitzvahs. I should really do the mitzvah on the first Purim that comes my way. Why should I wait till the second Purim? So that's one Tana holds, whenever you have a Shana Meberes, you should celebrate on the other Rishon, because you should do Eim Avir and Allah Mitzvahs. And we Paskin know that you need Adar Asamach Lenissen, Mismach Gula LeGula Adifo, that the Gula of Purim should be Samach to the Gula of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's what the Vilna Goyim proves in that. The Shaila is, when if a person died in the Shana Pshut, and the children observe Yotzai in the Shana Meberes, so when should they observe Yotzai? When should they fast? So the Shulchan Aruch has machlokes in Mechaber Ramah. So the simple machlokes is in Losh HaMeriyadim. A person has a minig to fast on a yortzeit. So a minig is mitam neder, as if he took a neder. So neder, you go basa Losh HaMeriyadim, and he's fasting on the Yud Adar, Chaf Adar, whatever. My father died Tak Ches Adar. Moshe Rabbeinu died Zayin Adar. My father died the day after Moshe Rabbeinu. He died on Ches Adar. So the question is, which other did you have in mind? In Loshmani Adam, when they say other, they mean other Rishon, other Sheni. So that's what the original discussion is in Shulchan Aruch. So some say, well, Misafik say you should fast on both, other Rishon, other Sheni. So the Vilna Gaon says, no, it's not Mitam Safik. A Safik because of Machlekes and Loshmani Adam, a Mishnah in the Dorim has a Machlekes and Loshmani Adam. When the person says, I won't eat potato chips till the end of Chodesh Adar, they mean other Rishon or other Sheni. So the Vilna Gaon says, no, it's not because of a Machlekes and Loshmani Adam. It's Betoris Vadai. B'toris Vada, because they're both other, and he proves it from this Gemara, that the Gemara says, Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvah. What does God to do? Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvah. So you see from the Gemara that they're both other, and you Dalit and Tezvav Adarish and Dalit and Adarishani, all 4 days are Purim. Also, it has been the Tainas on all 4 days. The only question is, on which day should you fulfill the Mitzvahs? So one Tanya is of the opinion, Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, fulfill the Mitzvahs in the first Purim that comes your way. Why should you wait till the second Purim? Do it on the first Purim, yeah. We don't pass like that. We pass me misma gula le gula adifa.
How is it possible for Agumar that they're both other? And maybe the Safik, one's other this, and maybe the right one's the first one, maybe the second one's the right one. If I've been around it, if I have Safik, if this is the time to the Mitzvah, and Safik, that's the time to the Mitzvah.
Then you should do both. If you're Masupik, you should do both.
Sometimes Safik.
No, but the Gemara says one Tana holds you do only an Adar Rishon because Eim Avir and Alam Mitzvah. The other one says only Adar Sheni. It gives a nobody says because of Safik. If it will be a Safik, so you have to determine it. Safik the Rabbanan, Safik the Vikabola, how to treat it. But it seems that they don't hold that it's a Safik, that both are Purim B'Toras Vadai. The only question is, what do you mean? B'Toras Vadai, that what? So my father died Ches Adar, so therefore, I'm not Mechuyif to fast. What do you mean? They're both chesed. What does it mean? You have to add on a little bit. Why do you fast on a yard sign? So Achrayim say you fast. What do you mean? A minik to fast. What is a minik to fast? Because you fast when you have an ace tzorim. You fast when you have an ace tzorim. So the fact that someone died on that day indicates that that was a ace tzorim, either for the nifta that he died or for the whole family that they lost this relative. So there's a mitzvah to fast when you have an Eistar. So the minik to fast on a yard side, because you treat that day as an Eistar. So the question is, the person died chesoder. So chesoder is a yom hadin. We assume chesoder is a yom hadin for the nifter or for the family. So now you should fast on chesoder. So which is the chesoder? So we say they're both chesoder. They're both chesoder. Or the Rishon and the Sheni, both chesoder. That's a shaila. In the days before the days of Ezra, the Gemara says, Shmos Chadash Mehelo Yimai Mi Bavel. They only gave the names Nis Nir Sivan when they came back from Golas Bavel. Before that, they had numbers. So if my father would have died before in the days of Vice Rishon, in the days of Golas Bavel, there wouldn't be any other. There was no Chodesh Adar. He would have died on the eighth day of the Chodesh Hashnei Masa. So there wouldn't be any Shaila when is the Yartzeit. The eighth day of the Chodesh Hashnei Masa. Fighting. He died in Shana Pshuta. So now the shaila is when Ezra came and he instituted this major change and he instituted Shmos Chadoshim, this is superimposed on top of the numbers for all purposes. Dinim Deraisa, we say the months go by numbers. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is the Chodesh HaShvi, it's not Tishrei. And Pesach is the Chodesh HaRishon, Tezvav the Chodesh HaRishon. So you say, for all intents and purposes, there I say, you go by the old system, the numbers of the months, and it's only for Dinim Derabbanan that you go bust the names of the months. So you say, no, the whole system changed, Alpi Din. What right did he have to change the Din Deraisa? Ramban HaChumash has on the Pasuk, HaChodesh HaZalachem, that it was a Din Deraisa, not that he picked up Elul as the name of Elil, of an Avodah Zarah, Mar Cheshvan. Ramban says, no, this was a mitzvah Deraisa. Just like there was a mitzvah deraisa to incorporate the gula from Mitzrayim in the Luach HaChodesh HaLachem Rosh Chodoshim. So Ezra understood there's a mitzvah deraisa to incorporate the gula from Golas Bavel into the Luach. To change, that was part of the Din HaChodesh HaLachem, that's the shayla, to change the system, no longer goes with the names of the months. If he say goes with the names of the months, you want to determine, min HaShemayim, which is the Yom HaDin for the Nifta that I should fast. Which is the real? Forget about the Lashmina. Which is the real? So the Ches, the Chodesh HaShnei Masa. But the Vilna Gaon is assuming, no, they changed everything even on the Yiradin, on the level of the Raisin. is no longer Chodesh HaShnei Masa. It's a Chodesh Ador. And both are Ador. Chodesh HaShnei Masa, they're both Ador. And that's all 4 days of Purim. That's around
and
salvation.
How do we know what Hashanah is?
So when they converted it, so it's understood that that's how the conversion went. Whatever what, there was a conversion table. So the Chodesh HaShvi'i is Tishrei. Chodesh HaRishon is Nisan. Only Nafkemina, only Chapa Nafkemina for a yard site in Adora for Purim. So for Purim, Taka, all 4 days are Purim. Okay, so we'll stop here. The Goyen says you have to fast both days, Betoris Vadai, not Betoris Sofi. You have to fast Adarishan or Adarshani, not because it's a Machlegs and Machabin Ramah, we don't know who's right. And the Machlegs and Machabin Ramah is in Tosfos on the Dorim. They quote the Rabbi Natan when he wrote a Ksuba for his daughter. She got married in Chodesh Ador in the Shalom Uberes. So which one is other stam and which one is not the other stam?
Well, why don't we say it's a mitzvah to fast because of Yom Tzara, and the first one is the one you don't. Just like by Purim. So the mitzvah is to fast the Yom Tzara.
Yeah. Yeah. So we say Ches Ador was the Yom HaAvin for this nifter, or for the family. So which day is Ches Ador?